Welcome to the Family Business.
It's a podcast about episodes of the show Supernatural.
Today we're discussing Season 2, Episode 1, In My Time of Dying.
We did it, guys.
Season 2!
Yeah!
I'm Tammy. I'm the mom.
I'm Erica. I'm the first daughter.
I'm Jasmine. I'm the second daughter.
We don't fuck with spoilers.
Don't bring them here. We don't want them.
Don't bring them here. We won't bring them here. And if we do, what do we gotta do?
Chop yourself.
So
I have to give a disclaimer in this.
Wait, we should mention how we've been gone.
We've been gone.
And now we're back.
Since we've been gone.
Oh, demonetized. We've been gone. It's 2020. The holidays were here.
Yeah.
This year's been crazy, and we needed a break. So here we are, back, new and improved, better than ever before, mm-hmm. as you can tell, I'm sure. And we're ready to do this again.
We're going to do a whole season before we take another break.
That's nice. That's a commitment. I like that. I have to give a disclaimer. I obviously needed a break because I was entirely confused on what episode we were on. I knew what episode I was on, but these two did not. And so what had happened was I watched the right episode, but I watched it a really long time ago because I didn't really know we were taking a break. It just kind of happened. And I had already watched the episode and taken detailed notes because I did have a lot to say about this episode. And then when we got our Christmas tree, we rearranged our living room, we moved a lot of things around, and my notes are lost. And so, also, I was pretty sure we had already recorded this episode, and so I didn't really think I needed my notes in the first place.
Also, we have a cat living in my room now. There's never any cat-free time in my room because she was a partially outside cat and she got sick. So now, to avoid her getting sick, we keep her in bedroom jail. She doesn't like the other cats.
We don't want her to go outside anymore because that's how she got sick. She got a hold of something.
Yeah, we're going to get a harness. She's fine. She's not sick. And she's actually pretty okay with the room, except right now, she's going nuts because we're all in here. So, if you hear background noise, that's what that is. To Sam, bringing the ruckus.
So, what I had to do was what I don't like to do, which was rewatch the episode and take new notes. And that bothered me because it wasn't my true original reaction. But I think I remember how I reacted the first time we recorded this episode.
Episode's probably my favorite so far.
It's great.
I liked it.
I cried a few times.
Oh. I liked it, but we'll get into that. You already know that. You heard me the first time.
No, I didn't. We never talked about it.
Someone lost an episode, I think. I'm pretty sure someone lost an episode.
She's saying it was me. I would have lost the episode because I do the recording. We never recorded the episode.
I really think we recorded this episode.
Well, what was one funny thing we said about it? See? She can't remember, and we're hilarious. We say funny stuff every time.
That thing.
What was something that we wanted on a t-shirt? See?
All the things?
See? We didn't record it.
I'll remember as we talk.
Anyway. The road so far, still a pretty good addition. I'm enjoying it.
It's better than previously on Supernatural, but I hate it how it's so quick and so fast that it's like, screaming in your face, and then it goes to another scene, and they're screaming in your face again, and there's a demon, and fire! Like, it's so sped up now. It's like,
I liked it, though, because it had a clip from every episode.
It's an assault to your senses, but it's better than previously. So.
And it had the rock music over it. You know why you thought we recorded this?
Why?
I just had a flashback. We talked about the first scene, me and you, because you were
you
a little
broke
bit
the
confused.
Rule. That is the rule. We don't do that. I don't believe it.
We did.
I don't believe it.
The rules. How dare.
No, because she was confused about the first part.
What was the first part?
The demon?
So they're at the crash scene, yeah, and she said she wasn't sure if it was their demon that they're going after.
Oh, I think you're right.
Or if it was just a normal demon. And that's all we talked about.
Because I thought it was...
Yeah, she thought it was, like,
the yellow-eyed demon.
When he said, you won't shoot me with that, you're saving it for somebody else. And he said, want to make a bet or whatever. I was like... What if that was the demon just saying that? How did he know they were in such a vulnerable spot?
Yeah.
Like, but then how
I told
could you
her no because of the yellow eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, but what does that mean?
Yeah, she was confused.
I have one other really big question, but we'll get to it. So
it starts with where we left off on the other one, where the semi truck hits
into a
baby. How bad did that hurt?
This was the most fucked up scene I ever seen. because this car has always, like, touched my heart where my first car touched my heart.
Uh-huh.
That's how my first car got ruined. Uh-huh. Not by a semi-truck, but by a drunk driver. And he T-boned me and you. You were just, like, 7 months old, so you didn't know. I mean, you knew, but
at the
just,
time,
I don't
knew,
think you remember.
But...
and it was completely totaled. Uh-huh. He hit us doing like 45 miles an hour. He was speeding and
crazy.
This like broke my heart. Like I cried. I got tears in my eyes just because of everything. But also, haven't they been beat down enough?
Yeah.
Like, come on,
mm-hmm.
Let them get to somewhere. And be safe for crying out loud. They're damn near dead. Now the car's got to go too. Like, uh-huh. It just broke my heart. And I thought, how are they even going to get out of this? Yeah. Like, by the time the truck driver was talking to him, I was like, so they all die here and they're ghosts in the next 14 seasons or what?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is looking terrible.
Ghosts.
So, that's how I felt about it. I was sad, sad, sad.
So then when it goes to the hospital, we see Dean walking around first. What did you think?
I already thought something because it was quiet and weird.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't normal and it didn't make a sound when he took his feet off the hospital bed and jumped onto the floor.
Uh-huh.
It was just like no sound and kind of a weird like
yeah
thing, like a dream. I thought he was dreaming. And then I was, like, hopeful because I was, like, is this all a dream? Like, is he just having a dream?
If this is a dream, nobody got hurt.
The
yeah.
car's fine and they're fine and everything's fine.
Yeah.
But I've been around this show for a whole season now. And I know, like, usually fucked up stuff is real, not a dream. So, that's what I thought. I thought it was just a dream.
Uh-huh.
But then... Especially when he started yelling at the lady. He was like, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, trying to find my family. Hello. And so I was like, oh, is he either dreaming or he's dead?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe he's dead. Oh, no, he's dead.
I was telling May that I felt like this episode happened later.
Like it wasn't the end of the first season. It was
like, well, not the start of this season. Like I thought it was the end of this season, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Because I did remember that this is one of the episodes I remember from early on, but I felt like it was later, like a finale. May said it was like a finale. And I was like, yeah.
I felt like it was big stuff for the beginning opening season.
Cause
like,
we were like, wow, now how are they going to top that? Like,
yeah,
keep
like,
going up.
That's why I keep saying the end of the, because it is, like, the ending. Plus, it, like, went straight from the ending into the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the more, to me, I just feel like the more serious stuff happened in this episode rather than the last episode. I felt like this was, like, big deal
heavier
stuff.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes is when Dean's getting frustrated that Sam can't hear him. He's like, come on, you're the psychic. Like,
give me some ghost whispering.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Go find some hoodoo priest to work some mojo on.
I like how they brought it back,
yeah,
too. When
so Dean said that, and then later, Dean said it, and then later, Sam said the same sentence to John, and it was weird.
And then did you see his face when he said it? He was like, looked like, where the hell did that come from? That's like I opened my mouth and Dean came out. Yeah, that was one of my favorite quotes, too. Not my favorite, but it was my favorite.
Not my favorite, but it was my favorite.
Redo.
Not my favorite, but it was my favorite.
Rewind. Rewind. Not my favorite, but it was one of my favorite.
So then it's Sam and John, because John's just waking up. Did he seem really, like, coherent for having just woke up?
Yeah.
Like, it felt like he had just been, like, awake but recovering.
I've decided that I don't like him and he can't do anything right, so no matter what he does, I criticize it.
I started to like him a little more in this episode, but then I was mad at myself because I know they were trying to make me like him in this episode, and I was like, no. Fuck that guy, John Winchester.
I will not allow it.
And normally, I'm that way. I'm like, benefit of the doubt kind of person. I'm like, he's a human. Don't have high expectations. I just don't like
him. He's a human. Don't have high expectations.
Yeah, like, don't expect him to be supernatural.
Put that on a t-shirt.
He's human. Don't expect much. Ladies.
Or men.
But I'm usually like that, but I don't like him.
Yeah.
I just don't like him. And so every time he does something, I'm like, oh, look at him.
He just feels like a terrible person.
This fucking guy.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. Doing what he's supposed to do. What a fucking joke.
Oh, for the first time in your life.
Yeah, what's that about?
So we find out that Bobby is towing the Impala back to his house.
Oh, this part got me.
And Sam goes to meet him as John asks him to.
My broken car, my broken friend Jared Padalecki. This part just got me in my heart.
Wait, but you guys are skipping a lot.
I don't have a lot of notes.
I don't either.
This is what I got.
Well, I got like 4 pages.
I got this.
Nice. That's all your notes?
I have 4 sentences.
That's half a page.
It's 2 quotes.
That's it?
That's it.
I'm going to tell you, your first notes were probably better.
Oh, 100%. And when I find them, we're going to redo this episode just like we're doing right now.
We're not redoing it right now.
Oh, twice is fine, but 3 times is off the chart. No.
So then Sam is talking to John about the demon, and he can tell that John's not really telling the whole truth, but he doesn't know why.
I'll tell you, I don't know why either. I think they were trying to be so, like, secretive and elusive in this episode that I was more often confused than I was, like, intrigued. Because there's a lot of stuff, maybe it becomes clear later on, but I don't like to watch shit like that. Like, it's confusing to me, and then I want to understand it before I move on.
Yeah.
I don't want to have all these questions, and then next season go, oh, was that why in episode 1 of season 2? Like, I hate that shit, because it's confusing to me, and, like, I need that order of things before I can absorb more information.
Well, that's just how life goes sometimes.
Yeah, but I felt like this episode in particular was, they did that a lot, and, like, it was real, like, hush hush whispery, like, I just didn't like it.
John's just super secretive.
Yeah, it's just John, I think. He's just for no reason. Like,
but honestly, I think that it was the only way, this is getting ahead a lot, it was the only way to help Dean was the deal that he made. If he had told Sam would have said, no, let's find another way. Just because that's how Sam is.
Yeah. Right. And that's another question that I have, too. Was there really not another way?
There probably was, but they probably didn't have time to find it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that when we get to that. But the part with Sam and
Because I feel like in this world, like, with Sam and Dean, there's always another way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time.
If they can find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I felt like this was extreme. Like, yeah. I felt like this was... But again, that's how I feel about John. I feel like, why are you doing the wrong thing, you fucking idiot? Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
He's been kind of sacrificial this whole time that we've known him.
Yeah, he kind of wants to die, honestly. But it's weird that he would be okay with it before he even kills the demon.
Yeah, but I think he's expecting Sarah and Dean to do it.
I just felt like, okay, we'll get to that one because I just want to keep talking. But anyways.
Yeah, so are we good on that part? Are we at Bobby now?
Mm-hmm.
I love Bobby.
Me too.
And Bobby says to Sam that it ain't worth a toe. And Sam gets really upset.
Which made me feel terrible because, number one, I get that. I stood there and cried at my car for hours because there's literally, you can't always fix it.
Yeah.
I am not a hopeless person. I think there's always a chance. There's always a, which made me even identify more with Sam in this, because he's like, if there's one part, I was like, but the gas cap is fine. Like, how can, it has a gas tank and we could put stuff in it.
Why can't it go?
Just put it in there and put the lid on and it's fine. We can fix it. It's gonna be, oh, we could not fix it. It was so hard.
Well,
but...
and Dean is good with cars. So Sam, I think, is more like, Dean's gonna fix this. And then if he gets rid of it, it's like, Dean's not coming back.
Well, exactly. I think it just, like,
hidden.
More than just, like, Dean fixing it, I think it's just, he sees it as Dean.
And then he just found out his brother may not make it, and he's like, no, that's not possible. If there's one working part, his kidneys, his gas tank, anything, what works, it's worth it. And then Bobby was like, okay.
All right. That's why I like Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby's just supportive.
I will still say, I was so, for the second time, underwhelmed with Bobby. I don't get it.
You don't yet.
I like him because he's just a normal guy.
He's just chill.
He literally has, like, 2 or 3 lines. They're the most basic lines ever.
For now.
I don't understand at all the love for Bobby. I'm sorry. I don't hate him. I just don't feel the way you guys do.
He's wonderful.
So yeah, that broke my heart. That was the love for his brother, and
so
his brother's a car.
That broke your heart. Well, what broke my heart was Dean flipping out at John Winchester. I was crying so hard in the laundromat.
I mean, to be fair, I think that's what laundromats are for. To wash your clothes and your face with your tears all at the same time.
I didn't
time.
Wash my clothes with
wash
my tears.
Wash the pain away.
But I was sitting there.
Put that on a t-shirt. Wash the pain away and put a lady crying on a washing machine.
That's I was good. Sitting there, my headphones in. You were there. It was the night we went together. You were looking at your phone.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
It was before the man asked us if his laundry was on fire.
Yeah. It clearly wasn't.
But after we figured out May's washing machine was broken.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. It was a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
But then he says, what the hell kind of father are you? And I was like, yes.
Well, and he's like, you haven't even tried. And that's so sad to me.
I felt a couple of things here. I feel the animosity between these two. Like, I feel the animosity between me and you. I can see that what they say is not always what's going on.
Uh-huh.
It's just the hotness, the rawness of the feeling.
Uh-huh.
It's just the, when Sam says something negative, it's truly going back to his childhood. He feels like his dad doesn't like him.
But we're talking about Dean.
Yeah, we're talking about Dean.
we're talking about Dean having the emotional outburst because his dad's not trying to help him. You guys are out of it tonight.
I would like to refer to my notes.
Or four sentences.
Let me see if I wrote anything
Looks
down.
Looks like you should have taken some better notes.
Oh, I'm so mad at this whole situation. What I meant to say was, you know how I get mixed up with Sam and Dean all the time.
Oh, okay.
So what I meant to say was, look, emotions are running high. It's the hospital. Nothing, well, like, only a few good things happen in hospitals. Mostly it's, like, trauma. It's stress.
I would argue very few things.
I know, you probably think fewer than me, but, I mean, miracles do happen in hospitals sometimes, so, like, it's just more common that, you know, a lot bad. Of bad things get you there. So, I get it. Like, emotions and everything, and, Dean has no idea what he's doing, if he's, did I say the right name?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know what's going on in your head.
I don't know. I don't know either. But,
she said, Dean, and then she looked up.
Dean, is that you?
Am I right?
Did
I do it right?
Then there's a rumble.
Yeah, I have rumbling interrupts Dean's emotional outburst.
And then something flashes by, but we can't see what it is.
And then there's a lady dying on the floor.
Yeah. Well,
and I felt like this was a weird turn because it was a worker.
Yeah.
Not somebody who was already at the hospital for dying.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. I was like, oh. Okay.
It was weird.
I didn't know what this was. I thought the thing was there to attack them and
hurt them.
Yeah, and I was like, man, these guys can't get a break at all. Like, they try to get better. They're just in the hospital. Can't they get better? But I guess you strike when things are weak. So,
that's so another demon-y things here.
Yeah. I was like, now they found him. What are they going to do? Run? No, they can't. They're dying.
So while that's going on, Sam comes back to the hospital.
And he's pissed.
Why is he pissed?
Because John didn't tell him.
Tell him what?
That he wants to bring the demon to him. He's doing a summoning spell.
And so, because we didn't talk about when
the game
Sam
bubbles.
Went to
meet with
see
Bobby.
Bobby, John gave him a list of ingredients to bake a pie.
It was like acacia and some other stuff.
And it seemed like Bobby knew what was up. He just didn't give a lot of detail.
I like how smart Bobby is. He just knows shit.
Like
off the
everything
top of his
about
head.
Bobby. I just love Bobby. I need a Bobby shirt.
But this is the part I was talking about earlier, where it's just every little thing is like sets off like fireworks between these two, and they're like going at it, yelling at each other, and like opening the wounds.
So
all over
this
again.
Could have been avoided
if
John had told Sam any type of version of the plan.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to make a deal with the demon, and then we can figure out how to get out of the deal or whatever, because it would give them more time, right?
Right.
Even if he didn't want to tell him the whole truth, like, I might die, or whatever. Sam's smart, he'd probably figure that out. But at least then he's not
completely lying to him.
Yeah.
And so at this part, I'm like, John's fucking up everything again. Like, he literally, this seems, whatever his idea is, I think it's a bad one. Like, I don't know what he's doing, but I think it's bad news. Not a good idea.
And so, they start, like, going at it, and then John's like, well, we wouldn't even be in this if you had killed me when the demon was inside.
Which is true. Honestly,
but
I think Sam should have done that.
Yeah.
I always think that because John told him to, John was okay with it. He accepted it.
But imagine.
Yeah, what if imagine that was if mom? It was me.
I know I'd probably be right behind you. But if that was our only way for us to get rid of it.
I know in my heart I could do it.
Yeah.
But that's a lot to expect somebody else to do.
Like, I think it would just depend on if I really thought that was the only way out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for them, that's what it felt like. The
and
only
that's
way.
So messed up to say. Like, that's literally attacking him as a person in that way. Like, what he's capable and not capable of doing.
And
like,
he's basically blaming Dean dying
on Sam.
Sam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sam already feels like... Mm-hmm. He's less than to his dad.
Like, even if he feels like that, he shouldn't be saying it at that time. And then Dean gets pissed that they're arguing. Mm-hmm. And he smacks out a glass and it falls onto the floor.
And shatters
him. Dramatic. And
he says, dude, I full on Swayze'd that mother.
Which I thought was cool. And... I guess it stopped the argument, so whatever, but...
And then at this point, I was like, you know how Sam has the powers? Was he like, oh shit, I just knocked that glass off?
Each brother thinks they did it.
That's all I could think of for some reason. I was like, wow, I'm so powerful.
No, because really then he goes and he gets the Ouija board.
Yeah. But, like, that's what I was thinking, like, how
did
you know?
I didn't even think of that. Like, shit, my powers are growing.
Yeah.
I just smashed that glass.
Because, you know, in most shows, that's how it happens, is, like, during emotional outbursts.
Yeah.
But I was like, man.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, then it goes to the scene where... There's that monstery thing over Dean's body.
Yep.
Which we later find out is a Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scary form for a Reaper.
Yeah, like, why?
This looks like it's fucking sucking your soul out.
Why would they pick that if they're trying to get people to agree to go with them?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I had to pretend to be someone else because you were scared. No fucking shit. Like,
yeah,
you
look
to
like
say
a
no
fucking
one else
monster. Look, Tess, you look like a monster.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets the monster to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And his pulse comes back.
Woohoo!
He's alive!
He's trying to talk to Sam, but Sam can't hear him, obviously. Or does he? He says he feels like Dean was there, but he...
He realizes something's up, yeah.
And then Tessa shows up.
Screaming and... Yelling.
Hollering.
And
what did you think of Tessa when she showed up? Were you like, this is weird? Are we like another dead person?
I was like, okay, so does this happen a lot in hospital? I've had a lot of experience with hospitals. And I've had some weird experiences with hospitals. And I've had some weird, well, not exactly like out-of-body experiences, but when I had... my back surgery, that was very traumatic, and also, I saw myself, not all the time, but there were two times where I just, like, could see myself, as though, but I was on really heavy-duty drugs, and so, I'm sure I was, like, hallucinating, and, like, having, and I know, I remember some things that I said, to the nearest and dearest person in my life. And I was like, I couldn't control anything I was doing. Uh-huh. I couldn't control what I was saying or doing or anything. And so, I was like, this all makes sense. Uh-huh. Like, hospitals are fucking crazy places. Like, shit happens that just doesn't make any sense. So now is there going to be, like, a lot of people who were, like...
In limbo.
Honestly, I thought, oh, they could make, like, some kind of, like... a spirit gang, and then they could, like, figure out how to defeat the monster.
Okay.
Like, that's what I thought. That's where I thought this was going. Like, oh, they're all gonna join forces, and they're gonna attack this thing that's trying to kill them, and they're all gonna get back to their bodies. That's just what I thought.
But Tess is the monster.
So. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Didn't see that happen?
No, no.
So, Sam is telling John Winchester that he thinks he felt Dean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And John Winchester, this is the most supportive I've ever seen him. And he's like, anything's possible.
Except, even when he said that, I didn't feel like he was talking about the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I felt like he was saying that as almost like a precursor to what's to come.
Yeah.
Like, anything's possible, so don't get mad at me when I make a deal with the devil. Like, you know, like, yeah. I didn't feel like he was even in that moment talking, like, trying to reassure or do anything, like, good. Yeah.
And John Winchester promises not to hunt the demon. Where you're like, you fucking liar.
Yeah, I was like, you're so full of shit, you can't even tell the truth. Look at this guy, this motherfucker.
So Sam buys the Ouija board.
Which, I love this. I love this with my whole heart so, so much.
Wait. We missed the conversation between Dean and Tess.
That happens after Sam leaves to go buy the Ouija board.
Oh, we don't know that he bought the Ouija board, though.
Well, he said he was going to go get something, and then he comes back.
I thought you were skipping over that.
No. I was just saying he was late, too. But yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Talk about it.
So then Tess and Dean are talking, and Dean's like, you're doing pretty well. Like, why aren't you freaking out? Most people would. And she's like, oh, it's out of my control. It's just fate. And let me just say.
Boo.
I hate the idea of fate.
I like, do too.
Nothing pisses me off more.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people find it comforting for some reason. I don't get it.
I
related to Dean a lot in this.
I did too. And actually, this is my favorite quote.
Yeah, I think this one was mine too.
Which one? You always have a choice?
Yep. Yeah. Because I always say that, and because I truly feel that way. And then now when this is happening, both times I felt like, do I truly identify with Dean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm starting to feel a flip-flop coming on. Not that I'll ever flip-flop on Jared Padalecki.
But with the character.
But.
Yeah.
There's so many powerful, like, pretty much almost every episode, my favorite quote comes from Dean. It's so profound and so philosophical and, like, a lot. But this.
He gets very, like, his character gets very strong. Like,
and his character, over time, grows so much.
Yeah. And then I'm like, man, I kind of identify with him because I'm the older sibling. And so I feel a lot of the ways that he feels towards Sam. And, like, I get it. But I just love Jared Padalecki so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this part...
Yeah,
this part pisses me off too, because I'm not a fate believer either.
Yeah.
And I can't take comfort in somebody driving the bus that
exactly.
I'm on.
Exactly. Like, even if it's true, how is that okay with someone? I don't get it.
It's almost like the, what's that called? Oh, God. It's almost like that you're like so overwhelmed with the choices. That it's like having no choice is comforting.
Which I do that sometimes. You know, like when I have to choose between two things, sometimes I'll opt for neither one because it's just...
I mean, and that's an anxiety thing. That's really common.
Yeah.
Me too. But and like you'll walk out with nothing. You're like,
yeah. Okay.
But I'm so big on choices and having them that I would go from there's all the choices. Your life is... your choice, every second is a choice that you make.
Yeah.
To, like, that can be overwhelming, but to me, the idea of it being decided by somebody who I don't know, who I can't...
And you just have an illusion of choice.
Yeah, and then you just think you decide what you want to put on in the morning, but someone actually has already decided for you. Like, it just gets ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I understand being paralyzed by, like, all the options in the world. But then I try to, like, limit myself to two. I don't take away choices. Exactly. I don't give that power over to something else.
Right.
Like, I had a friend one time when I was in high school, and she was my best friend. She had a different religious belief than me or most people. And,
than me or anyone else in the world.
She made up her own religion, guys.
She said one time, and this comforted her and her mom, she said that if you have to understand and come to terms with your life and fate, because everything is decided for you and written in a book. And in that book, if it says that you get in a car wreck at 12:06 on Wednesday the 23rd, 1986 or whatever.
No matter what you do.
You will get in the car wreck at that time, yeah, at that place, because then every next step of the world depends on that happening. Mm-hmm. I got very scared for her mental health at this point, because I was like, so then who is doing this?
What's the point of you doing anything?
I was like, who does that? Yeah. Who wrote the book? And she's like, God. And I was like, what? Why would God do that?
Yeah.
Why would God write a car wreck into the story, mm-hmm, of the world? And she's like, oh, well, you can't question God. And I was like, I mean, I can. I don't believe in him. So yeah. I'm going to question him all day long. Why do you worship a God
that would do that?
That would have nothing better to do than play with our lives, mm-hmm, and like kill us and do all these terrible things. That makes no sense to me. Like, yeah. I was just so, and she was like, well, I mean, think about it. To know that no matter what decision you make, you're still going to end up in the same place. Like, now I will say, her and I, our situations in childhood were very similar, mm-hmm, though hers was less extreme in some ways.
Yeah.
She still had a roof over her head. She still had two parents in the home that, mm-hmm, that seemed to want to provide and care for her. But they were both alcoholics and drug addicts, just like mine.
Yeah.
And so, she took comfort in thinking that her parents weren't making these choices to be drug, yeah, addicts. These choices were decided long before she ever came into the world. Her parents did. Mm-hmm. And it was all written in a book. So, sorry, no matter what happens, her parents were going to be drug addicts.
Yeah.
And so, and not long after that, her dad died of a heroin overdose, and it was really, really awful.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that is the worst.
Yeah.
To believe and worship in a God that wrote that and made that happen, and you're
just thrown into
you're
it.
You're going to, yeah, worship that God? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand that. Like, I just don't. But, hey, religion, it's up to you. You always have a choice.
And I think some people believe in a more, like, loose term of God, you know, yeah, like, they don't think, yeah, that he decides the fate, but that he just kind of created the world.
And then you're on your own. Yeah. You have free will. Because there are a lot of people who believe that, too. Yeah. God just made you. You, yeah, decide what your life, uh-huh, is. You do what you do, and then you answer for it.
Yeah.
Hers was very,
very strict.
Very, yeah, different. Very different.
So, at the Ouija board.
I love
you
this.
You mean the mystical talking board?
I love this
Sam
so much.
Sits on the floor and he's like, don't make fun of me. And then Dean sits on the floor and he goes, I feel like I'm at a sleepover. Which is funny because what do we do at all my sleepovers?
Ouija board!
This is hilarious because that's what you do at a sleepover.
Yeah.
And like, this part was so good because
they acted it so well.
They did, yeah, act it so well. And shout out to Jared Padalecki. He was so smart to think of this. Like, let me think. I think my brother's trapped in this in-between world. And I think he was trying to talk to me. And I want to talk to him. And just know, I will 100% do this if I ever lose one of you guys. And if you lose me, do it for me. Because I'll talk to you through that shit.
Okay. If it's possible, at, yeah, least. Yeah.
this part was the best. I love it. And he's like so fucking happy.
Yeah.
He's like, Dane, Greg, oh.
And then he's like, okay, what? Holy shit, it's working.
This part's so cute. So Dean spells Hunt.
Yeah.
And Sam asks what it is, and he says a reaper.
Then they're both freaking out.
Then they're both like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do? Because you can't kill the reaper.
Dean says, I'm screwed, Sam. And you can see that he's, like, actually scared at this point. Like, he doesn't know what to do. If a reaper's coming after you, you're done.
And yeah. So Sam decides to go ask John, but where's John? In the fucking basement room. Of the fucking hospital. Summoning a demon.
Mm-hmm. Which is a big problem.
Because I'm like, this is the part I wanted to talk about. Really, is this really what you do? Like, listen, at this point I'm thinking, okay, so he's going to get a demon here. He's going to make a deal with it. He's going to tell it, I'll give you the gun. You give me my kid's life back. Mm-hmm. The demon's not going to be happy with that. He's going to want more.
Except, though they haven't talked about this, when you make a deal with a demon,
It's
like a contract.
But so what happened?
Both parties.
The demon wanted more.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do you satisfy, first of all, I'm like, this opens up like 100,000 more problems. The demon is probably going to want to take John to some other place, right? Because I'm thinking, this is just how it goes in my mind. He wants to split him up, okay? Mm-hmm. If he wants to cause pain to John, he knows taking him away from the boys and like maybe watching them or something, like hearing about what's happening or whatever, is going to be painful.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to do that, except as we all know, John doesn't give a shit about being away from his kid.
That's or doing what I was going to say.
But whatever. But in my mind, I'm like, he's literally going to bring this creature here, make a shitty ass deal with it. And then how does that demon go back? Is that demon just in that world with his kids now and he's taken off? Like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, here, have your life, son, so that this demon can come get you.
To Sam?
Don't be a punk.
You're sad?
Just don't be a punk.
She was rude to you? So, he's in the basement. Who are the goons that are with him?
They're just backup, I think.
Yeah. So they're there from wherever the demon came from?
Or they were already on Earth, and he just...
And went. What's to stop them from overpowering him and just taking the gun, killing him?
Well, he's in that symbol.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I asked the question.
Also, when they're making a deal, they take it real serious.
So it's
It hasn't talked about that yet, but...
Spoiler!
Chop!
Chop. One time.
Join our Patreon to see us chop ourselves in the mouth when we get a spoiler.
Is that really a spoiler?
Yeah.
I chop myself anyway. But
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
I appreciate the serious dedication.
Yeah.
Just like a demon making a deal.
But yeah, I was like, okay, there's three guys down here and stupid ass John Winchester. Like, they're going to overpower him, take the gun, kick his ass, kill him.
But I think John's hoping that even if that did somehow happen, he could get a bullet into Yellow Eyes first.
Yellow Eyes.
They call him.
Yeah.
Old Have they not eyes. Called him that yet?
I thought they called him that a few times.
I don't remember it.
I'm pretty sure they did.
That's pretty good, though. If I were you, I would have took credit for that and been like, oh yeah, I just made that up. It's good.
Except all the fans who watch the show will know I didn't do that.
It's not like they call us. Tell us nothing. I'd like to tell you that your daughter did not actually come up with that. If you were paying attention to the show, you would see that that's what they actually call that demon.
They could message us.
They could send it on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. Which I haven't been on in a while.
We've taken a big break from a lot of things.
No, not from life.
I wish.
So while that's going on in the basement, what's going on upstairs?
Well, Sam comes to Dean and is like, well, I don't know where the hell Dad is, but I got his journal.
It's full of secrets.
Yeah, and it's basically like saying that Reapers can disguise themselves and all kinds of shit. And that's when Dean realizes, hey, bing, bing, bing. There's only one other person here. She's probably the Reaper.
She's a fucking liar. And then he goes and he beats up Tess.
Yep.
And he kills the Reaper and he gets back in his body and that's the end. No, not really. That would have been cool though. Then they go and look for John Winchester and they find him making a deal with the demon. And then guess what? They kill the demon and everybody's happy ever after.
Alternate universe type stuff happening here.
Yeah.
But what really goes down
is a lot sadder.
Is a lot worse.
Dean says that he doesn't want to go.
See, this part, like, this is such a messed up part. I hope it really doesn't go down like this. Tessa, the liar, tells Dean, well, you're not getting back in your body. Yeah. So, and like, all kinds of other bullshit she tells him. You wouldn't talk to me because you freaked out because you saw my true form, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't make a deal with you and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, like we said, who the hell would make a deal with that demon-y true form thing.
Yeah.
So maybe you should consider always taking another form, Reaper. And then also, that he has a choice. Just like he says, but the choices are to stay where he's at forever or move on to wherever it is he's going to go. But she also can't tell him that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who would move on?
Yeah.
Like, who would move on? First of all, if you're Dean Winchester and you know what you know, magical shit happens all the time, right? Deals can be made.
Yeah.
People can be saved or whatever. There's a chance, right? There's hope by staying. If you move on,
you don't know where you're going.
You have no idea where you're going. Your chance is up. You're done.
Yeah, yeah.
You have no, I mean, I don't know, unless, I don't know much about this show, but if they could be brought back from heaven or hell or whatever, maybe. But, like, as I know right now, you're done when you go, and you don't know where you're going, and no thank you. And then, like, you're just leaving your family. Like, did she even know Dean at all? Like, what was she thinking? She really thought. Mm-hmm. And then she tries to entice him by telling him that he's going to become an angry spirit.
Which is cool. This is how we learn how ghosts become evil, right?
Yeah.
Because it says that they stay, and then over time, they just, like, get go crazy.
I would say he's already made a lot of progress in just his little bit of time in this other in-between world that he's in. He's learned how to communicate with his brother. He can talk to him. And so, all hope is not lost. If you've got to stay there until someone can rescue you, or if for whatever reason you end up staying there forever, is that really that bad? Like,
yeah.
I mean, ideally, it's not ideally the life that you had, but if you can still communicate with your brother, you feel like you're somehow helping him, then that's better than not having contact with him at all, I would think. So do it. Like, but then she's like, oh, you're gonna get angry and become what you hunt and all this, and I'm like, maybe not, lady. Yeah. Maybe not,
especially because he's got such strong will,
right,
that he would remind himself. It's just, I don't
and
know.
He knows, like, he knows that it could happen, so he's gonna do things to avoid that.
I like when he says, there's no such thing as an honorable death. My body is going to rot in the ground and my family is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, no, and just starts to walk away from Tess.
And I like at the beginning when he's like, no, I can't go. I have to help my family. There's like a war going on. And she says, the fight is over.
Yeah.
And he said, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
She said, it is for you. And I was like, oh,
that's so soul crushing. Uh-huh. Like, No, it's not for me. Like, you still got all this fight left in you. And like,
they barely just started, really.
And honest to God, at this point, that's when I really identified with Dean, because I'm like, this is me. Yeah. Like, this is 100% me. I never want to die. Like, I want to, there's always hope, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't care if I'm in a coma. I don't care if there's always hope. I can come back. Like, I can't leave my kids. So I get that.
So while this is going on, John agrees to trade his life and the cult for Dean's life. And then the yellow demon, or yellow-eyed demon, storms into the room, goes inside of Tessa's body, and I'm assuming kills her.
Yeah. That was cool.
Which, I thought this part was crazy because I was like, the Reaper got reaped.
Yeah.
So then what happens, like...
I'll tell you what happened. Dean wakes up.
I mean, that's good to know, but where's the Reaper? Now what?
Dead.
We saw another Reaper. So, I don't...
Yeah, that's true. So there's just, like, thousands just running around. Like, sometimes things happen and they die. They're not invincible.
Yeah.
Pretty weird, but okay.
Kind of like demons and stuff. Like, demons die.
Yeah, but the Reaper. Like, you think, like, that's it. That's death. That's, like, final and how do they die? I've got questions.
And when Dean wakes up, he doesn't remember anything.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that was a cool twist. I was like, oh.
That is crazy.
We didn't talk about one part that made me really emotional, too. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember exactly where it is. But the part where Sam is telling Dean that he can't die because he can't leave him there with the dad. They'll kill each other.
Mm-hmm. I think it was in the beginning.
And it made me emotional because I was like, that's us.
That's what we always say.
Like you are laying there in that bed and May is telling you, please, you can't go. Like, you're in the middle of me and Mom. Like, you can't leave us here. We'll just spew hatreds at each other, get mad.
Spew hatred.
And be terrible to each other until somebody kills the other one.
So, John Winchester checks on Dean, is not surprised to see him awake, obviously, he's just like, yo. And Sam tries to pick a fight, and John Winchester's like, let's not fight, because I'm about to die. But he doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't. What he says is a bunch more vague, weird shit with tears in his eyes, so that everybody's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and then he asks Sam to leave and get coffee.
Yeah. I'm tired. Could you go get me coffee?
Which, kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm. You should at least tell him once everything's all
He had them both right there, and he's about to leave both of them for whatever reason, going where, die, or I don't know. But at that point, I didn't know what the hell was going on. It's just that he was leaving both of his boys. Here's his chance to explain what he did. It's already done. You can't undo it.
Yeah.
And you just tell them both. And then, but no, let's be vague and wishy-washy and weird. And then, oh, wait, let me whisper to my favorite son real quick.
Yeah. A secret.
A secret that only he can know, even though he just came out of a weird coma.
What do you think the secret's about?
I think he told him something to me. This is what I heard in my mind. Okay, I made a deal with the devil, and I'm going to hell. But I have a plan, so don't worry, I'll be back. Or something like that.
What I think he told him is, whatever Yellow Eyes wants to do with the brother.
Yeah.
And that he's gonna die. And like, so it's up to Dean to keep
saying, I'm gonna die, because I made a deal.
Yeah.
Yellow Eyes is here. Take care of your brother.
I don't remember what he told him. I don't remember if we ever find out what he told him.
I don't either.
For some reason, I just got the feeling that he was like, I have a plan. Mm-hmm. I'm going somewhere to do something. Because I feel like he has a plan. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's fucking stupid. And awful, and he's going to have to end up getting rescued by his kids. Because that's just what he does. But I feel like he has a plan. I feel like there's more to it. It's not just, oh, I'm going to get Dean's life back.
And trade it for
mine. Mine and the gun. I feel like there's more. Like, I don't feel like he gave up that easy in that way. Also,
it does seem out of character and very weird.
And I also don't think he really gives a shit about his kids that much. Like, yeah. I know he doesn't really care about himself, and he's probably tired of doing this, and he's just like, okay, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like, just whatever. Just do whatever. But I don't feel...
He hasn't even gotten his revenge.
No, and he's too, like, that was driving him for a long time.
I will say, I think the guy who plays John Winchester is a good actor.
Or an asshole. I don't know.
Well, no, but, like, he gets emotional and stuff. Like, it looks real in the moment. Yeah. So I think he's a good actor at that. He's good at portraying the emotion.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Whatever. He doesn't even get credit for that. But, yeah, I think he has a plan. I just think it's a really bad one. It's going to go wrong, and it's just going to cause more work for everybody else. Also, here's a big, big question that I have, and I can't remember when this came up. Something was said in this episode, and I watched this episode again after I watched it the second time to try to find the part, and I can't find it. Something in this episode was said about when John, I thought it was at the end where he tells, at the part where we're at right now, where he's talking to the boys his last time, and he's telling them, he tells Dean, when you were a kid, I put way too much on you. Mm-hmm. You asked if I was okay. It shouldn't have been that way. I should have been asking you that. I thought it was that part, but I watched it twice, and I don't think it was. At some point, John said something about hunting and the family business. Yes, I'm glad you're paying attention. He said something about hunting and the family business that made me think something. And now I'm afraid you guys are going to think I'm so dense and dipshitty, but I have a question.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I thought first, and then I'll ask you my question, and you tell me.
Was it in the previous Leon?
Maybe.
Or they said Dad wants us to pick up where he left off.
Maybe. I don't remember that part, and I don't remember exactly what he said. It was something very specific, and I was like, wait a minute. I thought the mom's death, Fire Mom. Okay. I thought that was the beginning of John hunting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
So she died, he starts hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Something that was said, and the way it was said,
led you to believe,
was like he was hunting when the mom was alive.
No.
He was a mechanic.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for mechanics.
God, well, first of all, that makes sense because people don't trust mechanics, and I don't trust John Winchester, so there's that. I was like, wait a minute. Was he hunting before, and that's why they got Fire Mom? Uh-huh. Like, I was like, wait.
No.
And then I was like, I'm afraid to say it, but I'm going to say it.
They got Fire Mom because something having to do with Sam. Because of his powers or whatever.
But I thought either somebody made a mistake in the writing, or I had not paid attention and I missed it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're going to make so much fun of me, but I have to know. Like,
yeah, no, he didn't start until...
Okay. Now I have to rewatch everything and see where that came from.
Yeah, because I don't know what they said that would have made
it. It was something that John said, and it was... in reference to him hunting when the mom was still alive, and it was just one line.
Maybe then, he went actually hunting.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, killing birds. The family business.
So then John Winchester puts the Colt on the desk, and when Sam comes back, John's laying on the floor.
Dead.
Hospital tries to save him, but they call his death. Mm-hmm. 10:41 a.m. Mm-hmm. What a time to die.
Yeah.
Not even noon. You overachiever.
I don't think he's an overachiever at anything. I think his goal is to underachieve at all costs.
So,
because then he would achieve his goals.
Favorite quotes.
Mine was that's crap. You Mind always you. Have a choice.
Mine
Hang
was...
on, let me say it. That's crap. You always have a choice. You either roll over and die, or you keep fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I live my life.
Where's mine?
You guys know. You've been there. Mm-hmm. My life.
I think my favorite was when Sam was talking to Dean, telling him he'll keep trying, and he was like, we were just starting to be brothers again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that one.
Emotional stuff, for real.
Favorite character.
Dean.
Not John Winchester.
I like Dean in this one.
Yeah, I like Dean too. Yeah. Sam was good too, though. Like,
Sam was really good.
They're both good.
His story just wasn't as interesting.
Honorable mention to my dude Bobby.
I say,
mm-hmm.
Sam is my favorite character in this one. Dean, I don't know. I have a hard time choosing between them now because they both do really good stuff.
Yeah.
But Sam, for two reasons. One, he fought for the car. And so that's a good one. Two, he got the Ouija board.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my dude, you're so smart and like cool.
And smart and cool.
You're so smart and you're so cool.
Because that's what a Ouija board means about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's all I ask.
If you want to reach out to us on social media, you can do so at spn.the.family.business
yes.
on Instagram. Oh, and please be kind to me because this has been a rough ride this episode. I don't know why.
We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Like we did. It was like a fucking walk in the park.
Okay. Woo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us again next week for season 2, episode 2, Everybody Loves a Clown, where we'll be watching stuff.
Saying things.
The Family Business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.